Often changing the cotton tip on her wooden pick, the National Gallery of Art's senior conservator of paintings, Anne Honningswald, patiently cleans the canvas millimeter by millimeter. She says the painting by the famous Renaissance artist, best known by his nickname El Greco, needed conservation treatment because the aged varnish started turning yellow, altering the colors.
The whites turn yellow, the blues turn green. It really dulls down the vibrancy of the tones that the artist intended.
Before starting the conservation, the scientists closely examined the painting, looking for possible damage and alterations to the original. Imaging tools such as microscopes, infrared cameras, and X-rays allow them to penetrate the outer layer of paint. This analysis clearly showed that El Greco altered certain parts of his work.
Initially, you can see the bridle was a little bit higher, and most likely because some of the paints become more transparent as they age. That's why we're seeing this line under here.
Technology helps analyze the artwork, but the actual restoration must be done by hand. Henningswald says she has been working on St. Martin and the Beggar for about a year, slowly revealing its original beauty.
All of a sudden, sort of the depth in the painting, the background seems to recede even more, and the foreground comes forward. And as you can see in this picture, the whites become so dramatic and so dominant, and the contrast between this gorgeous blue and the white becomes much more forceful than it was before.
After cleaning the painting, the conservators applied another product of modern technology, synthetic varnish that mimics the natural resin but will not alter with age. The canvas is now about to be packed up and sent off to Toledo, Spain, the city from which it came, to be part of an exhibition marking the 400th anniversary of El Greco's death. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.